afternoon. This is Ketchel Cook, and we're looking up a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. This is a tale about record keeping, perhaps not the most scintillating subject in astronomy, but it is an important one, and there's a lesson here for scientists who don't care about the preservation of old data. On a cold March night in Seoul, almost 600 years ago, astronomers spotted a bright new star in the tail of the constellation Scorpius. It was seen for 14 days before fading from visibility. They recorded what they saw, and from these ancient records, modern astronomers determined that what they saw was a nova explosion. But they've been unable to find the star that caused it, until now. A nova is a colossal hydrogen bomb produced by two stars which orbit each other, where a star like our Sun is being cannibalized by a type of star called a white dwarf. It takes about 100,000 years for the white dwarf to build up a critical layer of hydrogen that it steals from the Sun-like star, and when it does, it blows an envelope off, producing a burst of light that makes the star up to 300,000 times brighter than the Sun for anywhere from a few days to a few months. You've probably heard the term supernova. Well, this is the same type of event where an outer shell of a star gets blown off into space. A supernova is a rather more extravagant and even more luminous event, but back to our recent discovery. At the end of August, local astronomers published that they had found this original nova, and the new study published in the journal Nature is based on observations from the Southern African Large Telescope and the 1-meter telescope in Sutherland, as well as telescopes in Chile. The study pinpoints the location of the old nova, which now undergoes smaller scale eruptions periodically. And the work supports the idea that novae go through a very long-term life cycle after erupting, fading to obscurity for thousands of years, and then building back up to become full-fledged novae once more. Now, Michael Schorer, who's the chair of the SALT board, he says that this is the first nova that's ever been recovered with certainty based on the Chinese, Korean and Japanese records. So SALT is the Southern African Large Telescope. So this is all quite local stuff. So for years, Schorer tried to pinpoint the location of the binary star that produced a nova eruption back in 1437. So there were other old records that said that there was this sort of bright star. Anyway, recently they expanded the search field and found the ejected shell of the classical nova, and they confirmed the finding with another kind of historical record, a photographic plate from 1923, taken at the Harvard Observatory Station in Peru. So with this plate, they could figure out how much the stars moved in the century since the photo was taken, and then they traced it back a few centuries, and there they found the original right at the centre of this shell of sort of blown off layers of material. So it's quite a kind of detective game. Anyway, according to Dr. Krause, we knew from the data obtained in Chile that we were dealing with an eclipsing system, and that's a binary system where one star comes between us on Earth and the star behind it. But since we didn't know the orbital period, each night's data from the 1-meter telescope in Sutherland, it sort of added an additional piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And after collecting light curves on several nights and putting all the data together, Dr. Krause says that we could work out the period, a key parameter for understanding the binary system. And she says that in the same way that an egg, a caterpillar, a pupa and a butterfly are all life stages of the same organism, we now have strong support for the idea that these binaries are all the same thing seen in different phases of our lives. So those astronomical records from different epochs and different places all mount up to this picture of the life cycle of this nova. So there you have it. These old astronomical records are the only possible sources of data of what happened in the night sky long ago. We can't go back in time to see what happened, so it's vital to preserve old scientific records. And there are plenty of them at the South African Astronomical Observatory, in Observatory, where you can go on Saturday night for open night and hear Professor Ian Glass talk about Sir David Gill, the Scottish astronomer who put South Africa on the astronomical map. He was one of the directors of the observatory from 1879 to 1907, and he created many records and charts which were the most accurate of the day. So the talk begins at 8 o'clock on Saturday tomorrow and is free, and after the talk you get a chance to visit the Astronomy Museum and see some of the old instruments that created those records. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham, wishing you clear skies.